Masechet Horayot Perek Bet Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah says, En Hayavin Ela Al He'elem Davar Im Shigigat HaMa'aseh. The Bet Din is only obligated to bring a Par He'elem Davar if there was a mistake in the ruling that they gave and then an unintentional action. The court gave a ruling that was mistaken, and then Klal Yisrael, or the majority of the Jewish people, sinned unintentionally, thinking that that ruling was okay. That's when a Par He'elem Davar is brought. V'ken HaMashiach. The same applies with a Kohen Gadol, who was obligated, he's only obligated to bring the Par Kohen HaMashiach if he gave a ruling that was incorrect and then he himself followed the ruling. V'lo ba'avodah zarah in Hayavin. The court, though, is not obligated to bring the offerings for communal idol worship, ela al he'elem davar im shigigat ma'aseh, like we said before, unless there was a mistake in the ruling together with an unintentional act. They ruled that a certain type of avodah zarah was allowed, and the people followed that ruling. The same would apply to an anointed kohen. If he did the sin of idol worship unintentionally, following a ruling that he previously gave, that saying that action was permitted, then he would have to bring that korban of Par Kohen Mashiach. But the Par Kohen Mashiach he would bring is not the normal case of a bull, but he would have to bring a female goat, like we'll explain in Mishnah Vav. En bet din hayavin ad shiyoru bedavar shezedono karet v'shigigato hatat. The bet din, another factor that plays into when these korbanot would be in play, that the Bet Din is not obligated to bring the Par He'elem Davar unless they give a ruling about something that, if done intentionally, has a punishment of karet, and if done unintentionally, is subject to a korban hatat. They permitted a prohibition that is on that level, but if they gave a ruling about something that wouldn't have been karet if done intentionally, or would not have been a korban hatat on the individual if it was done unintentionally, then a Par He'elem Davar is not brought. The same applies to an anointed Kohen. He's obligated to bring the Par Kohen Mashiach if he mistakenly ruled about a Avera that would have been Karet if it was done on purpose, and a Korban Hatat on the individual if it was done by mistake. Ve'lo ba'avodah zarah ad she'eru al davar she'zedono karet ve'al shigigato hatat. Same thing with the Bet Din. They would have to give a ruling about idol worship, that type of worship, if done intentionally, would have been punishable by karet, and if done unintentionally, is subject to the individual korban hatat. And the same would exist for a kohen hamashiach, the kohen, who he would only be obligated to bring a offering of the par kohen mashiach if he gave a ruling about doing avodah zarah by mistake. He followed through with that type of worship, thinking that his earlier ruling was correct. And the type of worship that we're talking about would have been a karet type of situation for this kohen, or a korban hatat if he did it unintentionally.